It's here in this lecture, and then you can start working in this A Felles Område, and I can come in directly here. So it's not important coming here today at 2 to have this first 15 minutes or 10 minutes introduction to Obgave, because then there will be very long time and very long break between. So just do it like normal, start at 1:15, but not here, but in Felles Område, and I will going again and discussing with you Obgave. Next week will be special because we are going to welcome guest lecture from Benteler, and he is going to speak about quality in Benteler. So it will be something from Praxis. So I think it will be very interesting to coming here and hearing something from concrete company. And because he is taking like whole for a lesson, so it means that after that from 1:15 I will take for a lesson like lecture. But next week there will be no for a lesson for you. So there will be just Obgave, and there will be no special Obgave from me. It will be just time you can use for working in obligatorisk Obgave for you. So it is 19th of April. There is like no for a lesson, no special Obgave from me, but just time for you working in group on obligatorisk Obgave, because in Levering is 23rd of April. So you have like bonus one day working on this Obgave. And then we come on, continue in program. Today again, if there will be somebody who would like to watching the same lecture in Norwegian language, I put links here, but I was not able to find part 2 from 2016, so I find the part 2 from 2015, but the content is same or similar, so you can continue these lectures in Norwegian. Today we are going still working with these books. It's chapter 3 a little bit and chapter 4. And what we are going to do today? Today we are going to hearing a lot of new, maybe crazy names of some topics. And we are going to concentrate on something a little bit more and something just to know that it exists. We are going to speak about House of Quality, Kaizen, Deming Cycle, BDSA, BDCA, Fishbone Diagram, and something more. So after this lecture, you should understand these terms, and some of them little will be able to use. Before we are going to start, I prepare here some text to know where we are, because it's a lot of topics, a lot of terms, and we can see here, we was a little bit speaking about three persons, like the guru of quality last time, and one of them was Juran. And he coming with three topic, like quality planning. In book, they are using terms quality design, then it's like quality control, and the last one is quality improvement. This part is in chapter 3. This is also in chapter 3 in your book, and this is in chapter 4. Today, we are going to spend here a little bit time with one term, which is calling House of Quality. This is this crazy picture here. So we are going to spend a little bit time with House of Quality, which is the part of quality design. And then the rest of lecture, we are going to spending here like quality improvement. And there we have this Kaizen, we have this PDSA or PDCA or Deming Cycle, I will tell you later. And here there will be the last part, 7 tools of quality. This is like our program for today. Main focus here, House of Quality, and here from the 7 tools, we are going to spend a little bit time with
one diagram which is calling fishbone. So this is what we should do today. And your obgave, which is coming after that, is focusing on house of quality and fishbone. So first a little bit theory and then a little bit praxis. So let's start with first house of quality. Have you ever heard somebody of you this term house of quality or see this picture? Okay, so it will be new, something new for you today. House of quality, we can use some different names. In your book, there is this term QFD, quality function deployment. But I think much more easy to understand is the first name, house of quality, or customer inspired product development. What does it mean? If you are in a company and would like to come in with new product, and you would like to starting the production, it's very good if you know, if you are able to come in with the product which suit to customer needs. So this concept, this methodology is trying to help the company to find the needs of customer, hearing the voice of customer and putting in one picture and finding what is the most important, where is the way where we should focus as a company. Here I put also one link in the presentation, and this link is also in your Frontr web page. If somebody will be very interesting about this methodology, I put here 45 minutes video from one United States university which is trying to use this concept in one concrete example. We are going to use some concrete example here, but it will be not so specific. We don't have a time like 1 hour to spend just with this topic. But if somebody is very interesting, use this video, it's very helpful. And how this house of quality look like and how does it work? Here I put picture from Eric presentation because it is in Norwegian. Maybe it can a little bit help you to understand. In book, the terms are in English. So it is like the home, it is like the house, and you are trying to find some different ways which coming to the home, to the house. First part, the most important part is this, voice of customer. Here you are writing what the customer want on your product. For example, if you have a car, you are asking customer what is important for you if you decided to buy a car. Is it like the size? Is it like the color? Is it like the safety or something? So it is like one part, voice of customer. And then you can put something more. I have it here and we are going to work with this. It is like the preferences. Is it important like color? Is it important for you like the size? From the scale, for example, from 1 till 5 or something like that. So it is the part of customer. Then you are going up here. This is what is in book called technical features. It is like the technical parameters of the product. For example, in example with the car, it could be, I don't know, horsepower or weight of the car or something like that. So the technical features are here. This is not so easy to coming with, and it is the part where people from production, engineers coming with this part. This part in the customer part, it is the part from marketing, from voice of customers. So if you are working with this concept in the company, it is like the teamwork. It is not just one people sitting and preparing this picture. It must coming people which understand customers and the people which understand the technical features of the product which you are producing. And then coming something what is inside, and we are going to have some example. It will be much more easy to understand. And finally, you are getting the importance of some parts of technical features which you should focus according to customer needs. So it's like that, easy to say. But if I show you one example, It is an example of a house of quality for some restaurant. You are saying it's starting to be much more difficult, some numbers, some pictures or something like that. But if you see on this picture, you see this site, like the customer needs, what is important for the customer. And here you see these technical features. And here, I forgot to tell you, this is like for competitors. You are trying to measure also competitors. Like, what others doing? Where is the part where they are better than we are? So it is like example. But now, I think it will be much more easy to understand, to choose some concrete example and put some numbers and pictures here on this table together. I was thinking a lot of which example I should choose to be a little bit more concrete, to get some concrete information, because we are not marketing specialists, we are not producing any product, so it will be just fiction, it will be just exercise. But I decided I should choose some product that everybody know a little bit use. I decided to choose hamburger. So we are going to preparing easy house of quality for hamburger. So this is our house of quality, and now we are going to start. First, we need to know voice of customer. What is important for customers if they are going to buy hamburger in some restaurants, not at home? We can be some restaurants which is selling hamburger, and we need to know from customer what is important for them. So what is important for you if you are preparing? Taste. I can put taste. It could be very long, but I just limited my here like with four. I think it's still enough. So what more?
Price.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Size. Yeah. Size. Can we find something more? Healthy. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we are limited here. Then we can continue. And we need to know a lot of our customers. And now I would like to know like preferences. And we can have scala from 1 till 5. It means like 5 is very strong preferences and 1 is the lowest. Now it is difficult because it's a lot of students here. But for example, for you, taste, what is the preferences here for you? 5? Okay. Price for you?
4?
Okay. We have size. For you? 2? Okay. And we have healthy. For you? 1? Okay. So this is like the preferences of customers. But now we just put like one preferences. You have to know preferences like from more customers. Okay, so we have like taste, we have customer preferences, and now we are going here. This is was part what I was a little bit study, what it should be here, like the technical features, and I try to read something about hamburgers and how does it working, and I find something. These technical features should be something what is in the process, something what should be a little bit measurable, and it's not easy to find out and specify. And I find something, but it was like appropriate thickness of patty. Is there anybody who know what does it patty mean? Patty. It is like if you have the hamburger, you have the meat inside. It is the size of the meat which is inside, and the quality, it's like that you don't have the meat like that, but the meat is like that. So if you are preparing the hamburger, you should put 3 fingers on the meat before it's going to be cooked or boiled, because then the meat is not going up.
but still a little bit flat. So it is like the technical features which I find out in Google. So it's like appropriate thickness of patty. It means like suitable size of this patty. It was something new for me. I tried to find it in Norwegian, but I was not able to find the word. So I just put it for... we can start here. I can put it here. It is like this size of the meat and the quality of the meat which is inside. Then I find out more. It was like fluffy buns. It was in Norwegian, it was like Mikke Boller. It was like good bread. It's like very like that, not like, you know, very good boller, which is on the hamburger. In English, it was like fluffy buns. So I can write it just buns. It is this boller or something what is around the hamburger. Then it was like weight and size of the hamburger. It was like weight and size. And then I didn't put here more. I can put it here more, but it's not working. I forgot one more. No, it's okay. So then we can decide it, because then I find one more, and it was like minutes from cooking to deliver to customers. It was like the time. How long take it if I prepare hamburger and give it to your table or something like that. So it's like time. And then we can have also more examples here. So we have like technical features, some customers' needs. And now we are going here and here and here. What is here in the roof? It is like the correlation. It is like the connection between two technical features. So you have like this patty, it's here, buns is here, weight is here, and time is here. And then what is correlation between patty and, I forgot, what is correlation between patty and buns? And you can have like positive correlation, highly positive correlation, or negative correlation. Correlation means the behavior between or connection between. If one change, other one change. Or have like correlation between. So you can use patty and buns. Is there any correlation? Is there any relationships between these two? Or it could be also nothing. Is there something correlation? No. Is there correlation between patty and weight and size of hamburger? It is correlation. If I have thin meat, it correlates to weight of and size the hamburger. Yes. So, and what do you think? Is it strong or is it middle strong? It is. This is about discussion. It is about the team, and team is decided. The technical department and marketing department. So we can put, for example, like this correlation. Then we have patty and time. It's here for me. Is it correlation? Now it depends what type of time it is. Is it like the time of how long it is it time like from the starting the making hamburger to deliver to customer, or is it time for finishing the hamburger to deliver to customer? If it is like the time, like the whole process from the beginning to the end, it is correlation. Because if you have thin, you don't need so much time to cook it on grill or something. So we can put here like plus, it could be like 2+. It depends. And then you can continue in each here to find the correlation. It is like the roof of the house of quality. And then you are going here to the middle. it's again necessary to coming with some measurements. And again, you can decide it how you are going to work as a group. I was like using like that. These symbols. This is like the height, relationships, medium, and small, nebo low. And also then if you would like to have some numbers, we need to have like the numbers for that. So it's like 5, 3, 1. And this is like you can decide it. What type of like that, what type of this. Maybe you can use just numbers. But in a lot of examples we are seeing something like that. And now you are going here in the body of the house. And you have taste and pati. Has taste and pati have some like correlation? Is there like height, medium and low, something between these two? What do you think if it is like taste and this pati? Height. It could be height. I put also number here. And then we are coming here. Taste and buns. Is it something between these two? Probably yes. What it could be? What do you think? It is the discussion on the group. I think it could be also height. Taste and weight and size. Maybe not this, maybe this or this. This is about discussion. So what I should put, like this or this? But you would like to have on the table. Is there any opinion? Low? Okay, so I put low. It's like one. It could be also nothing. Yeah, nothing, it could be also. Taste and time. Could be also good hamburger if it is cheap, very very quick done. 0 or maybe we can have nothing. Okay, price and pati. I think it could be relation if you have like the little bit bigger, stronger, juicy. So, but I'm not sure if it is like this or this. Medium. Let's use medium. Price and buns. It could be also something if you have a good boller or how it is in Norwegian. Rundstykke. Is it Rundstykke? What is the name? Bread? Hamburger bread or something like that? It's like we said medium or height? Medium? Medium? Weight and size and price. It's also like that it could be. It depends. Price and time. So let's see, medium or low. It's like, you know, this is because we are not producing the hamburgers, we are not selling the hamburgers, we are just trying like the examples. But if we have people in the team which really understand, they are more concrete here. So we said low or medium? Medium? Let's do it, medium. Size and pâté. What do you think? Size and pâté. High? Okay, let's use it high. Size and buns. Medium. Size and when and size, it's like high. Size and time.
Nothing. One low. We can book. It's, yes, if you have like bigger one, it takes time. It could be like that, yes. Healthy. It could be, if it is bigger, it's more meat. So let's use like medium. Buns and healthy. Weight and size and healthy. It is. If it is big, you eat more. If it is small, you eat less. But it depends what type is inside. So let's use like medium. This is about discussion. So let's just use medium. Time and healthy. Nothing. Okay. Okay, this is like the body of the house. Here, you should use your competitors. We can put, for example, McDonald's, or this Burger King, or I don't know more. And then you should coming like taste, price, size, and healthy, and again preparing some scala for like 1 to 5 or A, B, C, D. So I don't know, maybe like 1 or 5 again. 5 is like the best taste in McDonald's. What do you think? It's from the scala from 1 to 5. 3? Burger King. I was never eating here, so I don't know. And again, it's this data you should getting from customers. So what we should put here? Just give something. 4. Price. Mm-hmm. 5. Here. Just. I don't know what is the price. 3. Is it more expensive here or not? So just put it something. 3. Size. One. 2, healthy, 1, 1. Okay, so this is like the part of your competitors. And again, you should find what they are good or not. And here now, it's again, it depends how difficult house of quality is, because this is just the basic one. You can put here more statistics here, more numbers here, but here you can have one part which is calling like difficulty. And this difficulty is about these technical features. How it is difficult for your company to reach these technical features. And again, scala could be like that. 1 from 5. Now we don't have any company. We don't know how difficulties for us, because this is just example. Patty, I don't know if you have good supplier, it could be easy. If you don't have these suppliers, it could be difficult. So just put some numbers, no meaning, something like that. But it is from the technical department and trying to say how it is difficult for us, for our company, for our restaurant to reach these technical features. And now you are coming here to getting some results. And now, not to make mistakes, because now starting numbers. It's like, now you should put this number and this number together, like 5 multiply 5, it's like 25. 5 multiply 5, it's like 25. 5 multiply 1. Is 5, and then continue in your house of quality. Here it is like the sum of these numbers, which will be here, and then you are getting some concrete numbers here. But I'm not going to spend time with this. Maybe during the lecture somebody can come in with the numbers and we can put in the numbers here. And here you just use like the weight, like the percentage. You have like the sum and you have like the numbers and you would like to know what is the percent here and percent here. And then you will find out which of these technical features is important for you and for your customers. Maybe it could be like that, I don't know. And then you compare with your competitors and maybe you can find the way where should your company go, what type of product, which type of concrete, what customers would like to have on your product and what you are able to reach according this. So it is like the example of house of quality, very easy way. And you are supposed to use this house of quality in your product or your boutique, which you decided for your mystery shopping. So here we was using this example for hamburger. So here you can put your product from your mystery shopping or your boutique. It could be also here. And then you can thinking in your group about the examples of this house of quality. So it is like one part of your obgave, which is after this lecture. And if you would like to know more and have more information, you can use this video, this 45 minutes video. And it's like one teacher, he is using the same example, but like whole hour. And this example is in car. So they decided to use like the car examples. So it is like the first part now is done, house of quality. Let's continue. Now I'm moving here to this part, quality of improvement. Here you was finding the product which you are going to producing. Here you are producing the product and controlling the process. And here you are trying to find some improvement, some changes, what you can change in your company according the quality. And you can use some werkzeug. You can use something what help you as a company. One example is this. It is a Kaizen philosophy. Is there anybody who know or a little bit hear about this topic, Kaizen philosophy? Okay, what does it mean, this Kaizen? Just give some examples, just easy way.
It is continuous improvement. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it could be like that. It is this example which is in book and I didn't put it here. It call. It is like the specially call. It is like the Kaizen in few days. They call it Kaizen event. It's like the Kaizen event. So he was saying about the Kaizen event. It means that some people coming and trying to solve some problem together in 1-3 days or something like that. It is Kaizen event. But if you are going to the Kaizen, just to the philosophy of the Kaizen, it's not necessary to have like this special meeting. And but it was right, the first part, it's like continuing changes. Very small changes, everyday changes in your process, in your company. It could be 100 changes, it could be 1,000 changes coming to progress of the quality in your company. And these changes should happen in every working place. In these changes coming from your employees. It means, for example, if NTNU has this Kaizen technology or something like that, and if I'm coming with something small changes, somebody will hearing me
and putting these changes to the process, and it will be change for everybody. It is the process. It is the way, it is like the philosophy of thinking in the company. It means that every small changes is hearing. Somebody is trying to hear you to understand what type of changes you would like to implement. And then, if it is okay, it's used in a whole process or in a whole company. I prepare here for you one example. But here is just a little bit, I'm sorry, I forgot, like, the history. It's coming from Japan companies. So this is the part of this Toyota production system, which we were speaking about, like the total quality management and Toyota production system. So this part is going from this. Here is something like that everybody should hearing the people, because if it is not like the philosophy inside the company, it means it's not working. But I give you example. I put here one example. Do you know this producer of the car, Škoda Auto? Is there anybody who has Škoda Auto car? Nobody? This is the car which is producing in Czech Republic. So I put this example here. And I a little bit know this company because my family is living in the city where the cars are producing. It's not just from my family, but from my husband's family, some family members working here in this company. So it is something like what I should to tell you. Škoda Auto, they have this Kaizen philosophy implement in the company. And they are using one program which is supporting employees to coming with some improvements. And they call it Zebra. And this program is about writing the proposal with some changing. So it means that you are normal employee working in some place and you find out, okay, this process or this should be done a little bit different way. And you have the chance to say this. You have like the paper, you write what you would like to change, your boss sign this and send it to department which is concerning about this Kaizen or small changes. And they are thinking about this, coming to you, watching you, discussing with you if it is really help. And if it is really good change, and this change save the money of the company, you can get something back. The first is that the program is connected to the program which they call like social benefits. It means that you can earn some internal points from your company and use these points, for example, and buy something like lectures, English lectures, or buy some gymnastic lectures, or just use this intern money to buy something what is outside. So it's connected between. So the employees are motivated to coming with some changes because they say, okay, I can have something from this. These points and these points I can use to buy something for my family or for my children or something like that. And if this change is so huge, that change something very, very strong in your company and the company is saving the money, you can get also the car for this changing. So it is like the program, how you can use this type of quality thinking, Kaizen management in some concrete example, in some concrete companies to use to promote this. So it was like that. It was Kaizen. Now we are still staying here, quality improvement, and now we are moving here. PDSA, PDCA, or Deming cycle. It is one name. Or Deming wheel or something like that. It is one name. It's not one name. It's a lot of names for one way of thinking, for one approach. We were speaking about three main guru of quality. Juran, Deming, Crosby. Juran, we use it like this today, this trilogy. And Deming, he coming with something what
is called Demingwil, PDSA, PDCA. But what is the history? Last lecture I was speaking about Deming and said that he was not coming with this idea, that the idea was did a little bit before. Originally it was like Walter Shewart which coming with this idea. Then he was a little bit working on this and starting to call it like Deming wheel. Then Japanese starting to using this Deming wheel because Deming was teach them in Japan, maybe you remember. And they started to call it PDSA, PDSA. And then again Deming starting to work with this and starting to call this approach PDSA. So if you are hearing these three names, it still mean the same concept, but just a little bit different way. Let's see what this PDC or S means. Oh, here is like one fail. It should be just A here, not S. This plan and whole Deming wheel or this way of thinking, this approach was used in a company. And the first way of thinking was these four statements. P, like the plan. Plan the design, the product. Plan the product. What type of product do you would like to produce? And be very concrete. Have some measurements and plan. Then do. Starting to make this product. Producing this product. And be sure that you are doing the product which was planned. Because something has happened that you have some plans and then coming this do part and you find out that finally you are doing something a little bit different with different focus. If you're going back to the house of quality and from this house of quality you find out that most important for your customers is, for example, price and I don't know, weight and size. It is like this design planning. And then finally you do everything and endly you are coming with the hamburger, which is not like, for example, low price and which is not suitable size. You are never reaching the customer's needs. So plan, then just do. And then this C or S, check if it is PDCA or if it is PDS. A, it's check or study. It means check sales, check this situation, study this situation, what was done. Did you go well or was it not okay? Study your do part. And then use the last one, A, coming with some feedback from this process and trying to reach some improvement. Not stop, not sleep here. Let's try to continue. And I'm not going to sleep, but we should have a break now. So let's take break now. It's like 15 minutes and then we should continue in this PDCA model or PDSA model or Deming wheel. And you are a little bit sleepy. But now it's break. You can enjoy it. So enjoy the break. 15 minutes. Okay, welcome back. 45 minutes. Let's do. PDSA, PDCA, Deming wheel. Progress. We a little bit know what this plan, do, check means, and what is this progress, what is this improvement. It means don't sleep and move to next step, move to higher standard, move up. It is the meaning of this picture. Here I put example using PDSA approach in health sector. Because, again, this coming according to manufacturing companies, and it was first used in a companies which was producing some goods, some manufacturing goods. And then this concept coming to other sectors, and then the concept is coming to everyday life activities or something like that. So here I put like example from using this approach in health sector. Something completely different, some sector which is concerning about services. So it is the way. And how you can use this model in your everyday life? You can use it whenever you want. You can use it, for example, if you're deciding to lose the weight. It is like the plan. I would like to lose the weight. 5 kilo, 5 weeks. Preparing concrete plan, what I should do, starting eating different, starting doing some sports activities, I don't know. And in each this process, this P is the most important part. You should have very good plan with very good measurements, what you are going to measure at the end. Here I put very easy way, measurement weight after 5 weeks. So I didn't put something what is like middle, but you can have, it depends. But if you have like one cycle, it's good to measure the results, and then you can move to other step using the same approach, and then other. So you can have this progress and going a little bit up from standard where you was. Here, use this plan, do this part, do. Use this 5 weeks, use the plan you was planning here. And write the information, for example, how do you feel, something like that. It depends what type of measurements you are coming with. Work with results. Thinking about that. Was I successful? Not successful? Did I lose this weight? If yes, it's okay. If not, why? It's like this part A, trying to evaluate the results and trying to get some improvements. And then you can use this PDCA model next 5 weeks, but a little bit better modification, because you find out this was not this good way going to running every day. It was not helping. I was tired. Maybe I can try something new. So it is like that. If you are going to open your book, your pensum book, there is like really funny example of using this PDCA model in a family which was a little bit stressed why the baby is still crying if they are changing diapers. It's like this size of paragraph. You should read it because it's really funny. And there is not result. What was the result of this PDCA model? But I just recommend you. Next type of approach. I forgot to write in here. It's again here, quality improvement. DMIC. This is coming from Six Sigma methodology. It is again the way how you can reach some improvements. And some steps you should do. Define, measure, analyze, improve, control. So it is like a little bit the same like this one, but a little bit different the way perspective. But here in this part, measure and analyze is much more statistic.
There is a lot of numbers and statistic diagrams or something like that. So it is like the main differences between these two. Here I put for you like 5 minutes, 6 minutes video to describing the questions which should be used in each part of this methodology from Six Sigma. I think it's not important to each approach going too deep, and we don't have so many time. So I'm so sorry that we don't have like whole semester, just one lecture to using for this, one lecture to using for Kaizen and something like that. But it's a lot of topics in this book, and we should go through everything. And next, and here I will spend a little bit more time with one part, is this 7 tools of quality. These 7 tools of quality is something which can help you reach some improvements in your company. It is not like the methodology. Sometimes it is just the way of thinking. Sometimes there are some mathematical graphs or something like that. There are some tools, something you can use during the quality process in whole level in your company. The first one, flowcharts. If you are trying to find something, how something is working, you can use flowchart. I was trying to find very easy examples to understand what this flowchart mean. Here I put very easy flowchart about lamp. Lamp does not working. First question coming. Is lamp plugging in? If yes, it's still not working. What's happened next? Is bulb burned out? Is something happened? If yes, we should go and repair. And this type of flowchart you can use for your whole process. You can describe the process in your company. And it could be like one list, like 5 pages, just to know what is the process, what is inside, what you should do. So it is like first tool using flowcharts. Then you can use check sheets. Check sheets, it's like some table, and you trying to measure something which is happening. Here I put just example with the problem that, what was here? Patient transport problem sheet. Okay, so it is again from health services sector. And here is like the example that they are measured, they are trying to see, they are trying to say what's happening if the coming, what is the emergency car to take the patient to move him to some other part, for example, to other hospital, I don't know. And they are trying to measure, to see, not measure, just to see what's happened. Where is the problem? How often is, for example, the car broken? It means that the patient is not possible to be delivered to a hospital. How often? Tally. And it could be divided in days, each day, each month, what's happened. Patient is not ready. It means that the car is here. They would like to send him to, for example, different hospital, but he is not ready. The process between is not ready. Then not enough stuff. It means that the car is prepared, patient is prepared, but there is nobody who can sitting in the car and drive the car. So you can preparing these check sheets for some problems which you have in a company and just checking what's happened and how often. So you can use this tool. Then you can use histograms. It's just the graphs when you can see what really happened according something measurements. Here I put like the example, results of the exam, number of students, number of points, and what was the results. It is not from this course. It is just the example from internet. Here I am putting one more slide, which is about Pareto diagram. We were speaking a little bit about Pareto with Juran, because he was a little bit using this concept. But this is like the concrete chart, concrete graph you can use, you can get from this Pareto way of thinking. And here you can see, this is like Pareto chart of late arrivals to work by reason. So the problem is that somebody is coming to work late. And why? And here you have like the because of traffic, childcare, public transport, weather and other. So you are measure. So you can first, for example, using this, what was this name? Oh, I'm sorry, it's in English. You can use these check sheets first. And you find, was it like because of the weather on Monday? He was coming late on Monday because of the weather. On Wednesday, he was coming late because of the child. And then you can make these statistics, for example, like whole year, and then coming first, for example, this graph, and then you can use this graph, putting the information from these check sheets on one graph, and you are getting something, probably. So it is like much more often it's because of the traffic than because of the child, and so on and so on. And then you put this red curve, which is this curve of this Pareto, because it's like the cumulative sum. It means like the first one plus the second one plus the third one, and then, and you are getting this curve, and you are also getting here like the percentage. And then you put the line at this 80%, because Pareto is saying this 20% and 80%. And you can see that the most important, well, not important, but the basic problem is because of the traffic and childcare and a little bit like public transport. So it means you should focus on these two, causes, what you should change. But this is like easy example, according something you a little bit, well, we a little bit understand. But if you have like the company, you can have, for example, here, like the problem of broken machine. Why is this machine not working? You can get the information, and you can get the reason, and you can find out which reasons are the most important, and then you can focus on them, and then you can get much more efficient results. So Pareto diagram, for example, like that. But here, I would like to spend a little bit more time, because this is this diagram, which is like one part of the 7 tools of quality, and we call it like fishbone. And this is the second part of your obgave to trying to find fishbone. So first was like the house of quality, will be like the one part of your obgave after this lecture, and the second one is fishbone. What does it mean, this fishbone, and how it is used? Sometimes it's also called like cause and effect diagrams. Much more often like fishbone, because the picture is a little bit looking like fish and fish bones. I put here the picture of the fish, because it's a little bit looking like that. And how does it working? Here, on the head of the fish, you are putting some problem or something. You would like to know what's happened and why it's happened. For example, and now we can use, for example, some example. What you would like to have here? What we can find together? Some problem, solve something. Give me some idea. We was using this PDSA model, trying to lose the weight. So maybe we can put here something like obesity. What influence obesity? Okay, just do it.
So it could be like that. You put something to the head. It's like the effect. It's something what's happened, obesity. And what influence, what causes are here? What it could be like the examples? Fast food. Mm-hmm. So it could be like, because here in this main bones here, you should have something what is like a little bit general. If you're going here, you can see the, it's not so good to see, but here the first bone is, for example, like the management. Here the problem is poor quality product. It means you have like the poor quality in your product, and you would like to know the main causes. Here is like the management. The second one is like raw materials. Here, like work conditions. Here, technology. Here, machines. Here, workers. So if you say like fast food, it could be, for example, something what is general. It could be something like food or lifestyle. It's more than, lifestyle is more. So it's like eating habits, something like what is a little bit general. Mm-hmm. So I just putting eating eating habits. What could we have here more? Mm-hmm. Exercise. Mm-hmm. It's like the sport activity, exercise. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm not good in writing, so I can maybe like the sport activity or exercise. Okay, what could be here more? There is not written that you need just like 1, 2, 3. You can have more if you want. Mm-hmm. So what we should have more? Could it be forcing something like genetic disposition? Maybe. You can have some genetic disposition. I don't know. Genetic disposition. Mm-hmm. Could be like that. Can we find something more? Working situation. Can we say it like lifestyle? Mm-hmm. Lifestyle. Okay, so we have like the main bones, main causes, and then coming these small bones, you have also the fish. It's like the middle and the big one and the small one. And then if you are going to the small one, we are going to go too deep in this big bone and asking why it's happened, why. So if you going here and just have some examples, for example, poor quality was here, working condition is there. And what it could be? It could be like noise during the work, during the process. If you are, for example, producing some things and you should concerning, for example, in some small parts like the employees, and there is like huge voice. You are like stressed and you are not concentrated. So it could be. It's like working condition, it could be voice. Then there is, for example, like temperature. If you are working with the hands and doing something and you are sweat, it's very hot in this place, you cannot so concentrate and maybe you can making the mistakes. So it could be the small part of the working conditions which causes the poor quality of the product. And then you can go down and continue. If you have the temperature, is it like this temperature is still the same? Or is changing according to the season? For example, if you are producing in some place where it's not air conditions,
And during the winter, for example, it could be out, it could be okay because you have some heating, but during the summer, if there is not air condition, it could be so hot inside. Again, you are sweat, you are not able to concentrate doing something, and then it could cause the poor of quality of the product. So there are these small bones in the huge bone. For example, nose, humidity, temperature, and so on. Let's go to our bones. What we could put in here, for examples, in our... For example, if we are starting with this lifestyle, there was like type of work or something like that, it could be like one bones. Type of work, it could be like one bones which is in this part and is causes your obesity. Mm-hmm. What more we can put? You have some opinion. What should be here? Eating habits. It was coming this like eating fast food. Here should be, for example, I don't know, no breakfast. You are not eating breakfast. It could be then you are eating more at the evening, and it means then it can come obesity. I don't know. So, for example, no breakfast. No breakfast. Or more and more. And then you are coming like with the whole bones, with the with this causes which can have what can help me English influence this what is here in the head of the fish, like the obesity. Mm-hmm. And in your obgave, which is coming after this lecture, I put here one, not problem, but one task for you. And here will be, is it in Norwegian written for you? It's like, how to be effective or how to reach exam and oppgave from kvalitetsledelse. What could influence this? I will show you the Norwegian setting which is in your oppgave. So you are going to work with this in the group and trying to find what type of causes can coming, and here you would like to have be satisfied with your with your obligatory oppgave and with your exam in kvalitetsledelse. And you are going to discuss what should be inside in this fishbone. Here I put one example which I find on internet. It could be like lack of students coming to class, and it's like what causes can influence this. And they put here like whether other teaching technique, transportation, or men. And you can read like the example what is here. If I'm, for example, coming in the weather, it's like raining heavily, early morning classes. It can cause that the students not coming to the class. Also, it could be like transportation, missed bus, vehicle breakdown, some problems, and then it can cause lack of students coming to class. Or teaching technique. I don't like the teacher. I don't want to come. It's here. So it is like the example, how can you use this tool of quality improvement fishbone in a lot of situation. It's not necessary just on the company, but you can use it in a lot of different way. And how the process is coming, how you should work. First, you should define this statement or problem or what should be here in the head of the fish. and then coming team on work on team. You should coming with this main bones, which are here, and it should be like the brainstorming, coming a lot of ideas on one paper, and then you are sorting them and putting them on the main bones, and the other putting on the small bones. And if you would like to use this concept according to the production, in a production part of your company, it's very often used this recommendation main bones, like methods, machines, people, material, measurement, and environment. But it is something which is just recommend to putting here on this main bones if you are not able to find what should be here in the main part of the fish. But if you are using this concept in a different way, for example, like with this example of obesity or other example, you can use something what you find in your team what is suitable for this example. And then if you are brainstorming a lot of these ideas and putting the ideas on the fish bone, and you find out that some bones are without anything, so you should starting to work a little bit more, a little bit deep with this part, and still asking why this happened, why it should be, or something like that. And you are going to try to use this concept in your team after this lecture. So it was like fishbone, one part from 7 tools of quality. Other scatter diagrams. These diagrams, they are also used in quality to show you some problem in a graphic way, using some different tools, not just the numbers. And you can use this type of graphs, which means some correlation between two different things, and you trying to find out how does it work and what is the cause, what is the correlation between these two, for example, problems or something like that. So it is the other tools you can use. And here is something what is not the part of anything what is staying here on the table. It's something more. It's something here. It's something what is called breakthrough improvement. Because today we were spending a little bit time with the improvement. What you should do, what type of tools you can choose to improve your process, to improve something in small parts or small steps. But sometimes it's happened that in your company coming something what is so huge that it changes everything. Sometimes it's coming like naturally. You change, for example, I think it was like the history of Nokia. First they was like producing some wood, some stuff like that, and they coming to telecommunication and starting with the mobile phones, and now it's like starting coming again. Sometimes you can find mobile phones. So let's see if this something like breakthrough improvement happened, because they were still a bit doing down with the mobile technology. So let's see. So breakthrough improvement means something what is completely change your company. It could be changing of way of your production, different type of products, different customers, I don't know. And this sometimes coming like the naturally, through the process from your company, but sometimes company would like this change doing like alone, and they should coming with some creativity, with some new invention, something what is completely new, and change the company and move the company from this step of quality, for example like here, to different, completely different changes. And in this breakthrough improvement you can use two approaches. One is like benchmarking, and the second one is re-engineering. The benchmarking is like the beginning. You trying to know what others doing and what the best doing. So you should find your competitors or somebody who is the best on the sector and trying to study them, what they are doing inside in the company or outside of the company. It is like the benchmarking, and then use you like the company and face you with this competitor and trying to find what he is doing, why he is so good, what we are doing. Try to find what is like the differences between to this, and then coming something what is called re-engineering, and it is like the radical changing in your process, completely new way of thinking in your production. Change the process, the way how you're producing the things, the way how you behaving according to your employees, I don't know, something what is completely new and changing. And now I have for you little exercise. I put here some questions and try to think. According to benchmarking, who is the best person in your surrounding, if you have any? Just imagine this people or person, is it men or women, I don't know, and trying to think, what do you admire, what do you like on her, on him, what is it? And trying to think, because it's like the benchmarking, somebody who is best and what he is doing so good, and then face you, what you are doing, and what you can do to meet the same what he or she is doing. Use 5 minutes. Use 5 minutes thinking, who is like the person in your surroundings you really admire? It's somebody who really like, and what do you like on this person? Then a little bit compare what you are doing in this part and what you can change, how you can be the better, how you can be the best according to this benchmark person. Okay, is there anybody who would like to tell us the story? It could be more person you admire in a different way, so you can choose just one example. Nobody? I know it's a little bit private, it's more private, but maybe somebody would like to tell us about this example. It's up to you, it's not like the pressure, it's like my belief to have maybe some comments on this. Okay, so I know it's private, so just use this for yourself, and then I can give you some advice, what you can do. You can use everything what we was learning today. You can use Kaizen. Try to change every day something small on you. You can use PDCA or the other one, tools, to help you with these small changes. You can plan them, you can do them, you can study them, and you can trying to act, trying to improve. You can use flowcharts to describe some process, some behaviors, how you behave in some situations. You can describe, for example, you have problem to coming in the wake up in the morning. You can describe the process. What do you doing? You can think about that. You can use check sheets to display your habits in some situation. Why I am behaving like that? Because I'm tired Monday. Because I'm tired Tuesday. Something like that. You can use these tools to help you. You can use fishbone diagram to find root cause of some problem. Why? And at the end, you can coming with breakthrough improvement and changing something on you, which can move you in one step. So is it important? Everything what we did today, according to the quality and quality management system, you can use in your life. Is it great? I hope. And now we have like 10 minutes. First, I give you lecture of Czech language, because this is what we are doing every day. Not every day, but every lecture. And then we are going to spend a few minutes with your obgave, which is coming after that. So what do we know? You know, dobrý den. You know, naschledanou. And today, it's something new. Jak se máš? So I'm coming to you and saying to you, dobrý den. Jak se máš?
Jak se máš?
Naschledanou. Okay. So this is like to waking you a little bit, and maybe you are going to use it in your life. It's something like the bonus for you. And now going to obgave, which is coming from 1:15. It's here. Here. Okay, so this obgave is on Fronter. And the main formal Wilson is to try to use this fishbone diagram and try to use this house of quality in some concrete case. So, fishbone, this part with fishbone. Brook fishbone diagram. I will try to read it in Norwegian, so I'm sorry. Brook fishbone diagram til å strukturere utfordringen. So sorry. Hvordan skal vi sikre at vi står på obligen og eksamen? So here is this question. This you would like to do. You would like to reach. And you should find this causes and these bones in your group. And then the second part is again a little bit with our mystery shopping and with mystery shopping product or boutique. So you can decide it. Use this house of quality and put here your mystery shopping boutique, Elchiop, Apotek N, or the product. What is the product from your mystery shopping? I don't know what you decided. Every group has different product. Putting here and going through whole process in your group. So it is obgave for today. I put here on this picture, which is in presentation, just to know how does it look like. But you can use this, what we did right now. Or you can see this video, this 45 minutes video, and then you can reach much more concrete house of quality if you want. So we have like 5 minutes left. Are there any questions and comments? Now. If not, I'm coming around 1:15, 1:30 in this felles område, in this A, and if you are working in the group, put this paper in your table, because there is a lot of different groups and I don't know which group is mine. It was a little bit working, it was not so effective, but if there is anybody who will coming with something which is more pokayoke, which is more effective, just do it. But use this yellow paper, put it on the table, and then I will know that this is my group and this is the group which I should coming and discuss in a little bit. Thank you very much for hearing me. I hope you get something and you are going to use this in your obligatory obgave. Maybe in your life. Let's see. Bye-bye.